I'm going to read from the King, from the New King James Version, and I'm reading from the book of Genesis. I'm just doing Genesis chapter number 1. We'll do verse number 11 and 12, and then we'll do Genesis again 1, verse 26 and 28. From the New King James Version, says that, then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Genesis 1, 26, 28 says, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God he created him, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. He says, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And I think, let me throw one more verse there for you, which is in Job 22, verse number 28. It's Job 22, verse number 28 says, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. But the King James Version says, you shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. Father, we just thank you tonight for the agenda, the assignment, and the purpose that heaven has for this hour. We bring ourselves, O God, into submission to your will, your plans, and your purposes. We thank you, O God, that as we come in prayer, as we have said in the days of old, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name that is above any other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, as we come and pray, God, we are not coming in our own righteousness, because our own righteousness, O God, is as filthy rags before you, but we come in the righteousness of the one who died and rose again on the third day, who is sitting on the right hand of the Father, Jesus Christ himself. And Father, we know that you have made us kings and priests unto our God. And as kings and priests, O God, we are not coming empty-handed before you, but we come by the legal way of the blood of Jesus. And we say, O God, tonight, hear our prayer and attend to our supplication for your praise and for your glory. As we pray tonight, O God, raise up a level of faith and expectation in us that there are great and mighty things that are going to happen in the earth in this season of our lives, that we are going to see your goodness, your grace, your kindness, your mercy moving in our midst, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Father, we thank you for every man and every woman that's on the prayer line tonight. We ask, O God, for an impartation of life, an impartation of hope, an impartation of expectation for the great things that heaven has lined up, O God. We thank you that you are the one who has sent your word to bring our lives into alignment, your word to bring faith in us, your word to open up our eyes, your word to open up our ears that we may be able to hear, your word that you may reveal and make yourself unknown to us. We thank you, O God. God, that your word is right now operating in their lives. Your word is performing everything you have sent it to perform in their lives. We pray that, oh God, as you are moving, you are changing things around them, shifting atmospheres, rearranging destinies, purposes, and plans in their lives. Your word, oh God, is at work, and your word will not fail at the assignment that you have sent it out to accomplish in their lives. And Father, as your word performs a work and a wonder in their midst, we know that all praise, all glory, all honor, and all everything, oh God, will be given unto you, because you are worthy of it all. Your word, oh God, is empowering your sons and your daughters. Your word, oh God, is sanctifying them, oh God. Your word is setting them apart, oh God, for the purposes of your kingdom. We thank you, oh God, even for the season that you have ordained for their lives. Many have longed and dreamt of seeing this year, but they haven't been able to see it, oh God. But you have been gracious enough to allow us to cross over to see the things that you say are going to be revealed and unveiled in this season of life. We thank you, oh God, that there is a newness of days, a refreshment of seasons, that there is an expectation that indeed there are going to be new beginnings in our midst, oh God. There are new beginnings to us, oh God, but they are a completion of the work that you have begun in us, oh God, in the days of old. Indeed, oh God, you are the one who resides out of time, but time will reveal your purposes and your plans. Time will reveal your nature and your character unto us. We thank you, oh God, that we are privileged to see, even in this season, the great things that heaven has intended for us to see. We thank you, oh God, for the level of faith that is in your people. Faith that is not coming from man, but faith that is coming from your word. A faith that is establishing us, O God. A faith, O God, that is elevating us. A faith that is empowering us to do great exploits in the earth, O God. We thank you and we praise you. Somebody just say amen, amen, and amen. I want just to explain a few things. And as I explain these few things from the verses that I've read, I just want us just to position our prayer in a particular perspective with regards to this year, 2018. As most of you know, the number 8 signifies new beginnings. Somebody says, just say new beginnings. The number 8 signifies new beginnings. The number 8 also is a number of manifestation. The number 8 is also a manifestation of the new beginning. It is a manifestation of God doing a new thing, God turning a new page in your life. God bringing some things that you thought were over, bringing them into resurrection. 8 is also a number of restoration, a number of resurrection. It is a number where God begins to do great things, bring things into completion in our life. So I'm so excited about what God has. But the verses that I had read for you from Genesis chapter number 1, I want you just to be mindful of this particular statement in the first verse that we did, Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 11 and 12. It says, and God said, let the earth bring forth. Somebody say, bring forth. Let the earth bring forth. So God spoke a word to the earth, and the earth responded. The earth responded according to the word that God has spoken. And it says in verse number 12, and the earth brought forth grass according to what God had commanded. So God says, let there be, let the earth bring forth, and the earth was able to respond. That means what God had in mind, the earth had the capacity to produce. Somebody say hallelujah. What God had in mind, the earth was able to produce. But the earth was only able to produce what God had in mind based on the word that God has spoken. Oh, okay. The earth has the capacity. The earth has it within itself, the ability to conform to what God intends. But for it to conform to what God intends, it has to respond to a word that God declares. It's going to get good just now as we pray. When God speaks a word, the earth responds. We see a pattern in the entire book of Genesis, chapter number one, that particular book, that particular chapter. You will realize God would speak and the earth will respond. God will speak, the heavens will respond. God will speak, the waters will divide. God will speak, the firmament will divide. The firmament will rise. So there is a pattern that is established, that for God to see what he wants to see, there has to be a declaration. There has to be the release of a word. And at the release of that word, the earth or whatever is being addressed by that word has to respond, because it is in alignment with what God intends to see. And if it does not respond to what God has said, it is going to be an act of rebellion. Somebody say hallelujah. It's going to be an act of rebellion. That means now, just taking a high overview of that particular verse, that particular chapter, in chapter number one, there is also a pattern that is established. This pattern is that there were things that were in the mind of God. No man can know what is in the mind of God unless the Spirit has revealed. So the only thing that knows the mind and the will of God is the Spirit of God. And the things that men know about God are the things that God has desired to reveal, the things that God has willed for men to know about himself. And according to the Genesis account, it's how does God now get man to see what he has willed? God will speak a word. God will speak a word. Going by the pattern in the book of John, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and that Word was God. Verse number 14, John 1:14 says, and that Word was made flesh. So the only way that we were able to see the Word that was with God in the beginning was when God made that Word become flesh. In actual fact, the long and the short of it is this, that God had to make that word manifest. Anybody hear me? God had to speak a word, and there had to be a manifestation, something that is seen, something that is evidenced by our natural senses to say that God has will to do this. So when God says, let there be, then God begins to say, let there be a manifestation of that which I've willed. Let there be a physical representation of that which I've willed. And the physical representation of that which I have willed is going to be reconciled with what I have willed, with what I had in mind. And when whatever I had in mind, it has to be in synchronicity, has to be in the same form and the same fashion of what has been made manifest. Because if what has been made manifest is different from what I have willed, then God cannot say it is good. Does it make sense? Then God cannot say it is good, because it doesn't reconcile with whatever he had in mind when he had spoken. But that's not really where I want to dwell on tonight in our prayer. What I want to emphasize to you is that when God speaks, when God declares a word, when God says, let there be, there has to be a response to what is being addressed. Anybody hearing me? There has to be a response to what is being addressed, and that whatever is being addressed has to respond in accordance, in alignment with what God has willed, with what God has said, let there be. What I want to say is, like in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 11 and 12, God says, let the earth bring forth, and the earth was able to bring forth on the command that God has. That means now, in this season of your life, there are some things that heaven is releasing into the earth. Heaven is saying into the earth, let the earth bring forth. Anybody hearing me? Heaven is saying, let the earth bring forth a manifestation of what God is declaring, of what God is decreeing. And the earth is going to respond in accordance to the word of God. That means over your life, there is a word that God is going to speak in the season. If God is going to speak a word of restoration, when God says, let there be restoration in your life has to respond and give an account to say, I have given what you have required of me. I have made manifest what you have declared over their lives. Anybody hearing me? That means when God says, let there be restoration in your life has to respond in a state of restoration. When God says, let there be freedom in your life has to respond in a, has to respond in accordance to that word, and there has to be a manifestation of freedom. Oh, God help me, Jesus. If God says, let there be healing in your body cannot rebel to the word of God. Your body has to act in accordance to what God has declared. Therefore, healing is going to, make, to be made manifest. If God says, let a door be opened in your life, even if there is no door, a door is going to open because it has to respond. Oh, God help me, Jesus. So tonight I just pray that your ears be open to hear what God is declaring over your life. Your ears be open to hear what God is declaring over everything that concerns you. Last year, we were in 2017, we were declaring, oh, that's for me. I was declaring Psalm 138, verse number 8, the part that says, God will perfect everything that concerns me. That means that word was being declared over everything that concerned me, and everything that concerned me had to in, had to be in compliance with that word. That means this year, there is a season that God is going to speak elevation in your life. God is saying, it is time for me to raise you up from the low place and set you up in high places. It is time for me to make you the head and not the tail. It is time for me to make you a lender and not a borrower. Therefore, your life has to begin getting into alignment to manifest the reality of what God had in mind, bearing this in our spirits, that our God does exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Anybody hearing me? So there has to be an expectation in your life in this season that the word of God is going to perform a wonder in your life. That the word of God is going to transform things in you in a way that you have never seen before. That God is going to do great things in your life. Oh, I feel something moving in my spirit. Just to tell somebody here, you have to understand, if God says he is your shield, anybody hearing me? If God says he is your shield, if God says he is your defender, if God says he is your protector, if God says he is your Jehovah Jireh, that is not going just to remain in the realm of the spirit. There has to be a manifestation, a reality of what God has spoken about himself concerning you. Oh, Jesus, I hope somebody, that's all I want you to catch tonight. That's all I want to catch. I want you to catch tonight. That what God speaks in the heavens concerning himself about you, there has to be a manifestation of that in the earth. There has to be an evidence. Anybody hearing me? Can I just pray the word that I feel to pray tonight? I just declare that heaven has declared favor over your life. God is saying, my hand is upon you. Oh, God help me, Jesus. My hand is upon your life. But when God says, my hand is upon your life, favor is upon your life, you can declare favor all you want until there is a moment, there is evidence in the earth of the favor of God, that word still hangs in the heavens. But God designed the earth to be a place where he is going to manifest what he has spoken. But we know that we say this, that he that has found favor with God will find favor with man. He that has found favor with God will find favor with man. So the only way that you are going to know that you have found favor with God is when favor begins to manifest with man. Oh, Hallelujah. Okay, let me put it. If God says he is your Jehovah Jireh, there has to be an evidence of his Jireness in the earth, if I can use that word. There has to be an evidence of his provision. That means supernatural provision is going to be released in your life as the evidence of what heaven has spoken about God in your life. If God says, I am going to be your healer who heals every sickness and disease in your life, the earth now has to bring an evidence. The earth has to bring evidence that God is your healer. That means some of you in this year, you're going to experience the healing power of God because he's going to show himself to be your healer. You are going to experience the peace of God because he's going to show himself as Jehovah Shalom. You are going to experience the newness of days because he's going to show you that he is indeed the God who is in charge of seasons and times, because there's a newness that's coming in your life. You are going to see that indeed he is the God of the breakthrough, because you are going to experience some breakthroughs in your life in this season, because God is saying there has to be an evidence. Everything around you is going to begin conforming to what God has said must be. If God says, let there be joy in your life, there is nothing that the devil can do to defeat the word of God that has been spoken to bring joy in your life. Anybody hearing me? Ah, Rabakadosh. Their joy is going to be made manifest in your life. It doesn't matter what the enemy tries to do. Can I just give you the verse in Psalm 23 when it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That means when God says it is time for you to eat, when God says it is time for you to eat, there is nothing that the enemy can do to hinder you from sitting on the table that God has laid out before you. Because that word that God has spoken has to give evidence in the earth. Oh, I speak elevation in your life. So there's going to be elevation. I speak uncommon favor in your life. That means there's going to be an evidence of uncommon favor in the earth. Men are going to bless you in ways you never thought you would be blessed, because there is uncommon favor God has declared over you. There is greatness that God has declared over you. Therefore, men are going to call you from places you didn't even think about. They're going to call you into a place you never thought you would enter into, because God has declared greatness over you. And the earth has to respond to that word to give an evidence that God has declared greatness over you. Some of you thought you were forgotten, but God is saying you are not forgotten. So there has to be an evidence that you are not forgotten. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I declare that there's going to be so much joy in your life, it's going to be ridiculous. People are going to think you're crazy because of the level of joy that's going to be operating in your life, because God is about to show himself. Oh, Karabandere. Can I borrow the words of the prophet Daniel when he said, those who know their God shall do great exploits. So the evidence of you knowing your God is that you will do great exploits. So the great exploits you do becomes an evidence, a manifestation of the knowledge you have of your God. Oh, God help me, Jesus. His word says he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Somebody say hallelujah. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That means your reward is going to be the evidence of your diligence in seeking him. Oh, and what is going to be that reward upon your life? There is going to be strength, because it says, in our weaknesses, strength is made perfect. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So God is going to show forth his strength in your life. There's going to be joy. You are going to be able to do things you never thought you were able to do before, because God is your strength. You have confessed that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That means you are going to go through some things, but you are going to endure because of that verse. It has to give evidence that indeed you can do all things through Christ who is your strength. I declare and I decree that you are not going to grow weary in this season. That you are going to be able to outlive whatever the enemy is trying to do. You are going to soar up and mount up in wings as eagles. You are going to walk and not faint. The enemy can do all that he can, but his word has declared that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He has declared that every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. That means there are going to be weapons fashioned against you But that word that God has spoken is to give evidence that they are not going to prosper in your life. So all I can just tell you is you better get ready to see the enemy having a black eye. The enemy not being able to have his way in your life because God is about to show himself mighty on your behalf. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are going to and fro in the earth, looking for those with whom he might show himself mighty on their behalf. I declare that God is going to show you that he is favoring you. God is going to show, oh, presande brokobo shakaraba tekiya badada isir rabrande soroboko shabatare brekatarabandere. I feel something jumping up in my spirit to let somebody understand that Joseph had a dream. Joseph had a dream where they were bowing down before him. Joseph had a dream where the stars were bowing before him. But Joseph, God had given him that word. But God was saying that word has to give evidence at some point in time. Therefore, Joseph, I'm not just going to give you a dream, but in that dream there is a revelation that I am a promise keeper. In that dream, there is a revelation that my word will not return to me void. In that dream, there is a revelation of the protective power of God. In that dream, there is a revelation of the favor of God. Anybody hearing me? So all those things that God spoke through the dream to Joseph had to have evidence in the earth. That is why Joseph did not die in the pit, because God was his keeper. Oh, Rabashi Karabandari. Gibrando Roboko Sharabandari Yasekia Basha. Joseph was not sold to anybody else, but he was taken to Egypt because the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Anybody hearing me? Rabakato Roshoko Osha. When he was in Potiphar's house, Potiphar's wife, tried to trick him. But Joseph escaped because God makes a way where there seemed to be no way. He's a preserver of life. He's a preserver of destiny. There had to be evidence that indeed he is. That's why Joseph was put in prison. It wasn't put in prison not for him to be far away from his place of destiny. Because God intends to bring you into pleasant places. Because that is the God that he is. Remember when he spoke the prophet Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Joseph, I know your destiny. I know where I'm taking you. Therefore, God has to show evidence in the earth that is faithful to his word. Joseph, the dream still says they're going to bow before you, but right now you are in the belly of the earth. You are in the pit, you are in prison. But that word that says God has to give evidence that he is the giver of dreams and he is the one who's able to bring that dream to manifestation. The Bible says when the time of the word for Joseph had come, it had tried him, then Pharaoh had a dream. Anybody hearing me? Because God will fulfill his word in his life, in your life. Because there has to be evidence of his faithfulness. I can imagine on that day when Joseph was out of the prison, standing before Pharaoh, dressed in his new robes and sandals and ring, knowing that he is now living the manifested reality of the dream that God gave him 13 years ago. It's actually 13 years beforehand. Because the earth had to evidence that God is the keeper of dreams. So I'm saying it to somebody here in this season. There is going to be evidence of every promise that God has given you for this season. You are not going to be bound in chains because heaven has declared peace over you. You are not going to go in places where you're going to be filled with sorrow because God has made a promise that there is going to be joy in your life. His word says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes what? Comes with the morning. All I can say to you, that word is about to give evidence. You have been crying for too long, and God is saying the night season over your life has come to an end. This is a season for joy. This is a season for peace. This is a season for hope. Because God is saying, I am not a man that I should lie, nor a son of man that I should repent. He's saying, my promises are yes and amen in him. So God is going to give you evidence that indeed he is faithful. The earth is going to be made manifest. So I want to just give you this nugget as we pray. Here's the nugget. There are two levels of manifestation that I want to address tonight. There may be level many, but for now I only have the revelation of those two. Two levels of manifestation. Number one, God spoke to the earth and the earth gave manifestation of what God has spoken. I'm going to say it again. The first level of manifestation, God spoke to the earth and the earth responded to manifest what God has said. Anybody hearing me? God spoke, the earth responded to manifest what God has declared. The second level of manifestation is this, that God is going to manifest some things in you. Anybody hearing me? Here's what I say. Because in Genesis 1, God says, let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. Here's what he said. And I'm going to read it for you again. Genesis 1, 26, 28. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps in the earth. It says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him male and female. But here's what I want, this is what I want you to emphasize on. Verse number 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. God was about to show the earth a manifested reality of heaven. Anybody hearing me? A manifestation of heaven, but this was going to be done through man. There was going to be a manifestation of fruitfulness. There was going to be a manifestation of multiplication. There was going to be a manifestation of subduing. There was going to be a manifestation of having dominion according to what heaven has said. Oh, help me, Jesus. That word has not changed. That means over your life, there are some things you're going to begin dominating this year that you've never been able to dominate before, because heaven is saying that word cannot return to God void. You are going to become a manifested reality of what God has spoken. You are going to walk in dominion. You are going to walk in authority. You are going to walk in power. You are going to be a manifestation of what God had in mind when he spoke you into existence. In the name of Jesus, the works of your hands are going to prosper because you were made in the image and likeness of God. Your works are going to prosper as much as the works of God prospered. He said, I gave you another verse, Job 22, verse number 28 says, you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. I told you the King James Version says, you will also decree a thing and it shall be established for you. You were made in the image and likeness of God. God would declare things and things will respond according to the declaration that has been made. You have been given the authority by God to speak things into existence, to call those things that are not as though they were. You have been given the authority by heaven to declare a thing, and heaven is going to establish those things for you. Why? Because God is saying everything in the earth has been designed to respond to a word that is in alignment with God as it was in the beginning. There, so that's, if I can say, that's going to be the third level of manifestation. Number one, God speaks to the earth responds. Number two, God speaks in you, through you, and you are going to be a manifestation. And number three, God allows you to speak into the earth and the earth will respond to you. Third level of manifestation. Does it make sense? That means God speaks to the earth responds. God speaks in you, you become a manifestation of what he had in mind. Then God puts a word in you, then you speak that word and God establishes that word for you, the third level of manifestation. That means in this year, you have to be positioned in a place where God can put a word in you. And that when you open up your mouth to speak that word, that word will position you in a place of dominion, authority, and power. That when you speak that word, the earth around you has no other choice but to respond, because it is as if God is speaking. If I can just tell somebody here, over your life, you better start declaring this word: the earth is going to yield all her increase to me. She is going to bring forth all her treasures into my life. In the name of Jesus, when I go in, I will not be denied, because the favor of God is upon me. When I go into a place and I speak a word, my word will accomplish. My word will accomplish what heaven has said must be accomplished in that place. I can just give you the words of the prophet Elijah when he said the heavens are going to be shut. At my word, anybody hearing me? It was at the word of Elijah, because heaven had determined that the heavens are going to be shut. There will be no rain. So this year, may by the Spirit of God, may you be brought into divine alignment. By the Spirit of God, may your heart be opened to hear what heaven has to say. May your heart be able to receive, that you are able to be positioned correctly, to be a vessel that will speak on behalf of the heavens, and the earth will respond to what heaven has declared through you, in the name of Jesus. And wherever you go, you are going to be an ambassador of peace. You are going to be an ambassador of joy. You are going to be an ambassador of prosperity. That you are going to be wealthy in every area of your life, wealthy in wisdom, wealthy in knowledge, wealthy in understanding, because you are going to be operating in the God capacity. Because this is the season for manifestation. This is the season for manifestation. Your dreams are going to become a reality. Because the evidence of you being a dreamer is the manifestation of what you dreamt. The evidence of you having authority is the manifestation of what you have declared.
I feel like I'm preaching myself happy here tonight in the name of Jesus.
To say, God, I know that in this season, you have empowered me to be a vessel that will declare a word in the earth, and the earth will respond to that word. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Haraba, you have to have the boldness and the faith to know that your word can change the atmosphere in your home in this season.
I'm just daring enough to challenge somebody here tonight. Tomorrow morning, wake up in the morning and make a declaration: no more strife in my house. In the name of Jesus, no more confusion in my house. Whatever spirit of confusion has been sent, I command you to leave in the name of Jesus. There is only one spirit with authority over this house. That's the Spirit of the living God. I refuse to be under the authority of any other spirit but the Spirit of the living God. Therefore, tonight I declare that your rule and your reign over my life is over in the name of Jesus. You spirit of depression, I command you to leave, because you have no authority, legislative or legal, in this house. Leave in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now understand. Sometimes it's not just in your home. It's in the homes of your sons and your daughters. It's in their lives. But you have legal authority to dismiss some things from their lives because they are under your jurisdiction. They came through your womb. They came through your loins. So you're going to take a position of authority. God, you said in this season, there is going to be a manifestation of my word. There is going to be an establishment of every decree and every declaration that I make. Therefore, God, tonight I declare that whatever generational curse has been trying to attach itself to my sons and daughters, it has no authority, it has no power. I command those things broken. Whatever limitation has been over their life, I declare that heaven is releasing an anointing to break those limitations, to break those yokes, to break those chains. I declare that they are going to experience the peace, the joy, and the strength of God in their lives. I declare that there is going to be a manifestation of favor upon their lives. In their coming and in their going, there is going to be favor. Because God, this is the season you are going to establish my word. This is the season where you are going to manifest, God, every dream, every promise you've given me, you are going to manifest in this season in the name of Jesus. I am going to walk in the realization of the Jehovah Jireness of God. I am going to walk in supernatural provision. I'm going to walk in supernatural health because God is going to show evidence that indeed he is my healer in the name of Jesus. The psalmist said, he says this, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. They shall say, you see that? Oh, kibashite to ho woko tarabasite kishara rabakatari boko shoko taraba gigadamro kotabareke te se kiria. Because it is one thing to say that God is, and another to walk in the manifestation of God is. Ah, koko shara basada batara. Kebro shadaban. Let me put it this way. There is a declaration that we make that God answers prayer. Anybody hearing me? God answers prayer. There has to be evidence in the earth that God answers prayer. In this season, there is going to be a manifestation of answered prayer. Because it's going to be evidence of that word. Watch this. I feel like I'm in a Bible study. The library is open. I can just see scriptures flying, scripts flying back and forth. And I'm like, Lord, which one do I choose? 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 You see, there's a verse in the Bible where Solomon was dedicating the temple, 2 Chronicles 6 and 7. Remember those verses when they were dedicating the temple? Solomon gave an offering to heaven. But there had to be evidence that heaven has received his sacrifice. All right. Let me not even go there. You can go read 2 Chronicles 6 and 7 of what God did, how the glory filled the temple. And the priest couldn't even minister before God because the presence was so heavy. But I don't want to go there. Watch this. It says that Elijah called the prophets of Jezebel and Ahab to Mount Carmel. And they said they build an altar to offer up their sacrifice. And he says, let the God who answers by fire be God. Anybody hearing? So there had to be evidence of the godness of God in the earth. So there was a manifestation of fire to consume the sacrifice. Evidence. So what God has declared, the earth is going to give evidence of. The earth is going to give evidence of. And just by the way, if you did not know, you and I are made from dirt. You and I are made from the same stuff that is in the earth. You are made of earth. You are dirt. You are clay. Anybody hearing me? So when God said to the earth, let the earth bring forth, you are also part of the earth. There are some things you're going to bring forth in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Your life is going to be an evidence of the goodness of God in this season. Oh, Like I said, I see scrolls flying in the library. And I'm thinking, which one do I pick? I'm like, let me just go pick up the book of Genesis. Tell you about a man called Abraham. Abraham. There has to be evidence that there is nothing that is impossible for God to do. That all things are possible for God. Abraham is well beyond his years. Sarah is way beyond the childbearing years. But God had to give evidence that there is nothing that is impossible with God. Therefore, Sarah had a child in her old age, because the earth had to give her evidence that this is the kind of God that we serve. I can go even deeper to let you know that God said, I'm going to show the earth how much I love them. There has to be a manifestation of the love of God. Then John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave. Manifestation. Evidence of the love of God. Evidence of the goodness of God. Evidence of the mercy of God. Evidence that he is a covenant maker and he's a covenant keeper. Evidence that he is God in your life. Evidence that he is your father. Evidence that he is the widow. He is the husband to the widow. Father to the fatherless. There is going to be evidence. God is saying, the words I've spoken over you, I am going to show you, as I showed Jeremiah, that I will be diligent to perform my word. There is going to be evidence of the performance of God's word in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is going to be an evidence that indeed he is the redeemer of time. He is a redeemer of time. There's going to be evidence in your life that indeed God is the one who is in charge of seasons. When I say there's going to be an evidence in your life that God indeed is the keeper of seasons, let me put it this way. I know that God can turn your season just like that, because he's the keeper of seasons. But I want to tell you about one different kind of manifestation of the ability of God to keep seasons. Seasons have to obey God. Anybody hearing me? Seasons have to obey God. I'm going to say it again. Seasons have to obey God. So for God to show you that he is in charge of the seasons, we said, number one, God can change the season, okay? If God changes the season, means he's in charge of the seasons. But here's the second level of the authority of God over seasons. God is going to do something that cannot be done in that season. And I can give you an example. There are many, but let me pick out one. Isaac, this is a famine season. You cannot sow. But God says, Isaac, sow. So the season of famine became a season of abundance. Because a season does not dictate to God what God can do in it. All right, let me give you one more example and I'm almost done. I can go to Moses. Moses, you are in retirement age now. You are 80. But God is saying, you are just young enough for me to use you to deliver my people. The earth is saying, this is the season of your exit. But God says, I choose the season to be the season of your entry. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. So what I'm saying is, in 2018, things may be bad around you, but God is not bound to the season in the natural. In the name of Jesus. Watch this. Some things may be happening in your neighborhood, but they're not coming near your dwelling place, because you are not in that season. In the name of Jesus. Okay. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. You will not struggle financially this season. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, I'm almost done. Here's what I want to say in conclusion. I got about 7 minutes. Here's the thing. It is statistically impossible for you to start a thriving ministry right now where you are, because they say you don't have the experience, number one. Number two, you don't have enough time right now in your life to make up the experience that is required, no matter how much you apply yourself. Number three, you don't have the resources to be able to do what you think you can do. Number four, you don't have the right relationships to do what you need to do. Number five, there is no evidence of a spiritual gift for you to do what you want to do. But can I just turn it around? There is somebody who makes a difference, and his name is God. If God can birth a nation in one day, a ministry is nothing to God. If God can turn the Apostle Paul from being Saul to being one of the greatest apostles, or the greatest apostle of the Gentiles, what can God do through you? All you're going to do this year, I'm going to give you the words that I'm not saying that's what everybody's going to tell you. I'm just telling you what I heard in the Spirit for this season. Two things, okay? Two things. Manifestation, that's number one. Manifestation. Number two, evidence. So two things. Manifestation, evidence. Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, evidence. God, if you are with us, then go with us. Evidence. If God is for us, anybody hearing me? If God is for us, then who can be against us? Who can be against us? Evidence. Manifestation that God is with us. I declare and I decree that this is going to be such an overwhelming season for evidence. It's going to be an overwhelming season of manifestation. Be on the lookout. The works of your hands are going to prosper. It's going to blow your mind. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We say the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. You are going to find yourself at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, doing the right thing. Evidence that your footsteps are being ordered of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the words you've spoken. Evidence and manifestation. We take these words to heart. We take this word to heart. The earth will give evidence of the goodness of God. The earth will give evidence of the provision of God. There will be a manifestation of the glory of God in our lives. Somebody say hallelujah. And let me read one more verse for you. When I read Isaiah 61, verse number 1 to verse number 3. Jesus, that is Isaiah speaking, but Jesus also went and picked up the same verses. Says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. There are so many things I can say about that verse, but I just give you a few things. We'll probably come back to it next week. We'll see what the Lord says. But listen to this. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, right? That's the declaration. Why is he upon me? It's because he has anointed me to do certain things. So how is there going to be evidence? What is the evidence that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me? Anybody hearing me? How or what? If I say the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, it's not just for me to say the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. There has to be evidence in the earth that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And here's what the prophet says. To preach good tidings to the poor, that's evidence. To heal the brokenhearted, which means the brokenhearted are going to be healed, that's evidence. Says to proclaim liberty to the captives, that evidence that the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me. There's going to be the opening of prison doors, those that are bound, evidence. There's going to be a declaration, a proclamation of the acceptable year of the Lord. There's going to be comfort for those who mourn. There's going to be consolation for those who mourn in Zion. People are going to receive beautiful ashes. There's going to be the oil of joy. There's going to be the garment of praise. It is all evidence that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. All I can say to you is this. If I can add a third word to manifestation, evidence, if I can just give you the final word for that, testimony. Manifestation, evidence, and testimony. Three things. Manifestation, evidence, and testimony. I'm going to say it again. Manifestation, evidence, testimony. Of all the things that you said God is doing in your life, there's going to be evidence for everybody else to see that God is. Father, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are indeed the high priest of our confession and the captain of our salvation. It is in the name of your Son that we have prayed, and we believe that indeed this is the greatest year of our lives. Because God, you have already gone before us. You have already set the times in order. And the seasons will manifest the evidence, and the earth will bear witness that your hand is upon our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.